There's a lot of great music in this country that we don't talk a lot about on this program because, well, this is the world and we focus a lot on non-American music. The World's Marco Werman, who's usually in this chair, has been looking for ways to talk about a little record label in New York City, and it seems he's found his chance. Marco?
Aaron, that's because Daptone Records has released its first foreign act. That is, if you don't count the late Amy Winehouse, Daptone's stellar house band, the Dap Kings, was her backing section. No, this is something else.
It came over me. Can't you see? Why must I?
This is the Poets of Rhythm. Sadly, they're not together anymore, but hey, they're German. They're from Munich. When I first heard this album, The Poets of Rhythm, Anthology 1992-2003, all I could do was riff in my head on that monologue from The Commitments, you know, about a white soul band in Dublin, except it just feels weird in a German context. You know, the Germans are the blacks of Europe, and the Munichers are the blacks of Germany, and the Northside Munichers are the blacks of Munich.
So say it once, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
That's Jimmy Rabbit from The Commitments. J.J. Whitefield, are you the Jimmy Rabbit of Munich then?
No, definitely not, no.
He wouldn't even bite. But then again, J.J. Whitefield, or rather Jan Weissenfeld, takes his soul music seriously. Yeah, Whitefield is a literal translation of Weissenfeld, which is not a good name for a soul man. J.J. Whitefield's first encounter with black music in Germany? Probably on the radio, he says.
After the war, we had like the, you know, the American GIs like stationed in Munich, and mm-hmm. they had their own radio station and they had clubs and stuff like this. So there was always like a culture brought from the States to Germany in terms of black music. But like consciously, I remember like someone gave me a tape of Grandmaster Flash in like 82 or something like this. So that was the first contact with black music.
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five warranted deeper investigation. JJ started binging on soul, starting with the early 80s and working his way backwards.
To like discover the back catalog, like all Parliament Funkadelic stuff, then George Clinton, Bootsy, like I made the connection, James Brown and all this stuff. Then the Meters went deeper and deeper. I started playing school dances, DJing. Therefore, buying more and more records, the rare funk 45 stuff.
Until the only thing left to do was to make the music himself. Fortunately, J.J. Whitefield met another obsessive German soul man, Bo Baral, in high school. Bo, a vocalist, could mimic James Brown, and they created a band, with a horn section, of course, called themselves the Poets of Rhythm, and they figured out how to make music like this. Poets of Rhythm's new anthology covers their active years. It features 18 tracks. Three of them are titled North Carolina, South Carolina, and Augusta, GA. In 1990, JJ and Bo traveled from Germany on their first pilgrimage to New Orleans to dig deeper into funk outfits like the Meters. They boarded a Greyhound in New York and set off on a 36-hour bus ride, seeing a side of the U.S. they didn't know.
North Carolina, then South Carolina, then Georgia. Passing these states and like seeing the difference and like the people that got on and off the bus and stuff like this, basically it was the inspiration. So when we came back home, we just remembered this bus trip and then wrote songs about it.
I look out to the countryside, it can only be South Carolina, 'cause my heart, my heart belongs to South Carolina.
If you didn't know better, you'd swear this German's heart really is in South Carolina. Maybe it is. So, Aaron, now that you know the backstory, let it go. You all just need to listen to Germany's Poets of Rhythm on Daptone Records as one of the best soul bands you've never heard of from, for all intents and purposes, South Carolina.
Just like my band that wants to be in South Carolina.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco. The man himself will be back here in the booth on Monday. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Aaron Schachter, at World Aaron. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend.